My name is Mike Haynes, and I am the Director of Instructional Services at the Charlevoix-Emmett Intermediate School District. It is my pleasure to be talking with four amazing educators and leaders in the field of literacy and reading instruction. I'm talking about Char-Em's early literacy coaches, and they are Crystal Dean, Jennifer Jess, Carrie Mackey, and Lynn Vollmer. Lynn, Carrie, Jennifer, Crystal, thank you for having this conversation with me.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
So first, let's talk about your role. You are each embedded in one or more of our local school districts, working directly with teachers. Can you describe what your work looks like?
Yeah, so although we are all in different districts and of varying sizes, the core of our work is the same. We provide on-site professional learning in literacy for kindergarten through third grade teachers in order to support student achievement and teacher practice. We also deliver professional learning that builds teachers' knowledge in research-supported best practice. That's really a short answer, Mike, but a more detailed look of our day might include meeting with teachers one-on-one to set goals. We model lessons with the whole class or in small groups. We do co-planning or co-teaching of lessons with the teachers. And we lead conversations that help the teacher reflect on her practice. We also observe teachers and provide feedback on their instructional strategies, help select literacy materials, and we use data that's generated to help teachers identify areas that might require further instruction.
Great.
We also lead professional learning to our teachers in the buildings. We help with assessment plans, intervention, IRIPs, and making sure those are all aligned. And of course, we meet with principals and administrators to go over building literacy goals, provide guidance on using literacy funds, or planning literacy events. So in summary, we provide teachers and principals with support and learning in order to increase student achievement in literacy.
Well, that is a huge list of tasks there. And for our listeners' sake, could you talk about what an IRIP is?
Sure. An IRIP stands for Independent Reading Improvement Plan, and it comes in conjunction with the Read by Grade 3 law. And it basically is a blueprint for the intervention in supports that a student in kindergarten through grade 3 is going to get if they are not at grade level in reading.
Great, thank you. You know, of course, we could talk forever about teaching students to read. However, I want to talk about one of the things that you're doing to make a difference, and that's called the Building Literacy Leaders. Can you describe the purpose of that series?
Sure, I'll answer that one. So the Building Literacy Leaders series has really been a dream of ours for a couple years now. And so we're finally starting it, and we're super excited. Our intention is really to bring together leaders around literacy so we can create somewhat of a network or a collaborative for them and provide a space where they can just come together and really get excited and inspired in the area of literacy. So we encourage sharing of best practice ideas for instruction. And our hope is that really by learning and growing together, we can improve literacy across Char-Em ISD. We focus on kind of two levels. One is at the classroom level, and that's around the essential practices in early literacy. So things like read alouds and phonics instruction and phonemic awareness, vocabulary comprehension. There are 10 of them, and those are the things that we want happening every day in every classroom for all students. And then what's a little bit new is we're focusing on the building-wide essentials as well. And those are things like having a literacy leadership team in a district, enhancing the literacy climate in a building, and even connecting in with families and the community around literacy. So we use the ideas from those two guiding documents for classroom purposes and for building-wide literacy in the hopes that we can really improve literacy in the classrooms and at the building level.
That's great. So how many participants are enrolled in this series right now?
So currently we have 30 people that are enrolled, and that represents almost all of our public school districts in the ISD. Some districts have one person enrolled, and others have enrolled a whole team of teachers or staff members.
Great. I, of course, know this answer, but I'm going to ask you for our listeners' benefit. What would you say it's beneficial for districts to have representatives attend?
So we really see this regional learning as a place where district literacy leaders are learning about systems-level literacy work that they can take back to their districts and implement. We know that building leaders within districts is the best way for districts to learn, grow, and also to just maintain that positive literacy culture.
Great. So what are some takeaways that teachers have had so far?
Yeah, so each Zoom session is divided into three pieces. So we include a leadership piece, updates from around the state, and then a new learning piece. So that first piece around leadership contains really learning about being, what it takes to be an effective literacy leader within a school, how to grow the depth of literacy knowledge and skills and practices in a school. And these tips can really range from, ideas for schools that already have a literacy team in place, or just providing kind of that starting place for schools that may not have an established team. And then we ask for feedback on specific topics from the school-wide essentials. And then we use those kind of as the foundation piece for learning. So some topics may range from, how do we form a literacy leadership team? Who should be on that team? How do we grow professional learning at our school, or look into literacy supports for students? Or, how do we engage our families or community within literacy? And then we go to an updates piece. So we discuss literacy opportunities. And, this may contain like professional learning opportunities or trainings at the state or district level, or just other literacy resources that would be helpful for, teachers to know about, like how to access the Literacy Essentials modules online. And then we include a learning piece where we ask for feedback on topics that teachers would like additional learning about. And then, based on that feedback, we discuss literacy topics and strategies that are grounded in research and use the Literacy Essentials as a guide. So really from these Zoom sessions, teachers are walking away with the answers to the question, where do I start? How do I begin to grow literacy leadership at my school? What might be some helpful, updates and resources? And then what are some new learning that I can take and use immediately in my classroom and share with others in my school?
I can't imagine why everybody is not taking this, or participating in this series. It sounds intriguing. So what feedback have you received so far?
So I have had two teachers from our smaller districts tell me how much they appreciate that we pair them up during these sessions in breakout rooms to collaborate and share ideas, as they have similar situations in their districts.
And then, we have some schools that already have literacy leadership teams in place, and they've really been able to hit the ground running and use tools provided from the training to tackle literacy improvements in their school, which is really exciting and important work.
And I'll just echo what Crystal and Lynn said, and then also add that the conversations that we have just create sort of an urgency around the building-wide essentials. So then the teams that are involved can go back and implement that building-wide practice a little bit quicker than they would if we were doing this work on our own.
That makes so much sense. And also, I know the format is virtual and takes place after school. So how has that been received?
Well, we know that getting subs is a really big problem in our districts. And that teachers and staff in buildings at the same time are really craving some learning after the craziness of the last few years in education. So this time period right after school seems to be a good time for learning. It's after students have already left for the day and before the craziness of family schedules get in the way. So it seems like it's working out well. And the virtual setting, always just allows teachers and staff from across the ISD to participate without having to travel. And so for now, this format seems to be really well received.
That makes a lot of sense. And it does really underscore the commitment among the teachers that we work with, that they're willing to do this on their own time and put themselves out there a bit. So how about next steps? Are we planning to offer the series again? Is there anything else you would like to change about the series? What do you think?
Our hope really is that this work is just getting started. We want this network to continue for years to come. We all value learning and growing together, and so we can always learn. I really believe that the more you learn, the more you feel you need to learn, and the more you know, the more you need to know. And so in that case, we're just getting started.
That is great. And I really appreciate, you know, in hearing you share your thoughts about the series and the work you're doing, how systemic it is, and that we're not just creating opportunities for teachers to learn, we're creating opportunities for teachers to affect their whole district, which is just a great, great purpose. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Yeah, you know, we want to get the word out there that you can still sign up for this network. Registration is ongoing. We still have a couple Zooms this school year. So, you know, if you have people that you'd like to tap for this or are interested in joining, just head to Sharam's website and sign up. Our registration can be found under the professional learning section. And you're able to sign up for each individual Zoom that, you know, works in your schedule. So please join. You know, we're always welcoming new learners, both teachers and administrators, and, you know, hope to continue to get the word out there about this literacy network.
That is great. It's not often that folks can jump in after something like this has started, so it's wonderful that that opportunity exists. I have to say, it's been a pleasure talking with the four of you about literacy and building literacy leaders. I'm in awe of the work that you do and inspired by the passion you each bring to the table. So thank you.
Thanks so much for having us, Mike.